Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. Super excited to be here today. Guess what? We get to talk about real estate investing, and more specifically, how you can get the most bang for your buck when investing in real estate, especially right now, especially when inventory levels are a little lower than what we're historically used to seeing, right? As real estate investors, we want to see deals. And when we can't see deals, there are not a whole lot of deals to be had. We have to get creative. So, my friend Gene Guarino's on the air, and we're talking about residential assisted living, a new tool. Well, it's been around for a while, quite frankly, but it's a tool that every real estate investor needs in his or her tool belt. It helps from a variety of different levels, from cash flow to being able to pay kind of what you want for property because you know you're going to hit the cash flow. And most importantly, you're serving somebody in need. We're talking about residential assisted living for the entire show today and how this tool can be one of the most effective tools in your tool belt when investing in real estate. That starts right now on Think Realty Radio. Gene, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You got it. Tell us a little background. I know you very well. We travel. I think like we're kind of travel buddies, right? Like we've seen each other at airports and all the major seminars, and the best one, of course, Think Realty. But
yes.
I know who you are. But tell our audience a little bit about your background and what you do.
Sure, and it was great to see you there in Dallas. That was a tremendous event Think Realty put on.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I've been doing real estate for a long time, since I was 18. That was 40 years ago. My goodness, I'm getting old. And started with residential, did commercial. And I've done everything from a small record label, recording studio, professional musician, got into real estate at 18 years old, just been rocking and rolling with it. Since then, though, really the only thing that I focus on right now is what we call residential assisted living. We turn single family homes into assisted living homes. And it's such a huge opportunity right now because you just hit the nail on the head. Inventory is hard to come by. Mm-hmm. This is a way where it doesn't matter what you pay for the inventory, you can still make a cash flow.
So help me break down this concept of residential assisted living, because there's so many things that I think about. I think about liability, and then I think about cash flow, and I think, okay, well, I got to be cautious about these things, but then, wow, you know, these things over here are amazing, and it's great. Let's start from the basics. What is residential assisted living?
Well, we'll break it down. Three words, residential. So what we do is we take a residential home, not commercial, not a hotel, not a mobile home park, a residential home in a neighborhood, and then we provide what's called assisted living. So it's a home for elderly people in this case, where they may be 80 years old, 85 years old, where they can't stay at home alone. Their kids are too busy to take care of them or just don't have the skill set to take care of them. So they pay to stay in this home. They're not in a nursing home. It's not a medical situation. They need care. They can't be at home alone. They need somebody to watch them. So this assisted living home, we provide a home for them. We provide 24-hour care. And in across the country, and we travel all over the country teaching people about this, the average person is paying $4,000 a month to stay in one of these homes. And in a residential assisted living home, there might be 8 people, 10 people, 12 people, even 16 people in this home. So the cash flow is tremendous.
So I do want to talk about cash flow, because this is where, if done right, it can be really, really, really powerful. But how did you first get involved with residential assisted living? Like, this sounds like a very unique niche, and it sounds like a niche that was discovered after trial and error and trial and error and trial and error.
Well, you know, I first heard about this 20 years ago. I was in a presentation, hundreds of people, a gentleman in the front was sharing about all different kinds of ways to make money in real estate. And one of the things he said intrigued me. He said, you can take a single family home and convert it into assisted living. And the next thing he said was, the baby boomers are coming with this silver tsunami of seniors that are coming and aging, that this is a great opportunity right now and for the next 20, and when he was telling me, 30 years. So think about it. The average baby boomer is anywhere born between 1946 and 64. So the oldest baby boomers are 72 years old, 73. They're not in assisted living, but their parents are, or they were. And they've had to go through this. They've gone through the idea of, where do I bring them? What do I do? What does it cost? And at that moment, when he shared it with me, I completely understood the business aspect of it. But there was nobody to teach me, nobody to show me how. So my interest waned until my own mother needed help. And when my mom needed help, that's when it gets real. I mean, the idea of mom needs help, we're going to do whatever it takes to take care of mom. So I revisited this concept. And the only way to get in was to buy an existing one. And you're right. There's not many people that know about this. Those that do, it's kind of a closely held secret because it's so profitable. But what I'm doing is showing and teaching and telling everybody about it, because there's millions of people that need this right here in the U.S. And you can even do it internationally.
So you're telling me that there's a real estate business out there that not only can provide cash flow, I don't have to compete on price necessarily, and I can do it from anywhere in the world.
Yes, anywhere in the world. Now, location is critically important, and that's something we can talk about. What is a good versus bad location? But the idea of where to do it is very, very important. But there's people aging all over the world. You know, it's interesting. We always think U.S. centric. I'm traveling right now. I'll be going on a cruise ship, visiting four or five countries during this cruise. And every country has an aging population. World War II was a world war, which meant all of those servicemen who got home in 1945, got home, got busy, population explosion. You look at a chart, you see a literal wall of population spiking right there. Those people are aging. The front edge of that baby boom, as we call it, based on those people coming home from World War II, are now 72, 73 years old. So they're typically not in assisted living now, but it's coming, and it's all over the world.
So from a educational level, because this is something that for a lot of new real estate investors and even some pro real estate investors, I would even say, quite frankly, most pro real estate investors, they need the education. And that's why when you found some success with this, you started the Residential Assisted Living Academy. Tell me a little bit about the academy, what its purpose is, what its function is.
Yeah, I own and operate these homes, so single-family homes that we've renovated and we use for this purpose. I invest in these homes around the country, but as soon as I started doing it, people were asking me, can you teach me how? And I'm pretty much a teacher by nature, so I love to teach, love to see the sparkle in somebody's eye. So we created a program, and that training itself, that program, we could have done it over 3 years or 3 months, but I said, you know what? I can teach people exactly what they need to know step by step in 3 days' time. So we created what is now known as the Residential Assisted Living Academy. And we do 8 trainings a year. People come from all over the country, and they come to the training. We walk them through everything, the real estate, the business, the investment, the management, how it works, what to do and what not to do. It is a phenomenal experience.
So I'm going to attend. I've been so busy with the radio show, and it's been so amazing connecting with amazing guests like you. This has been on the back of my mind for a while, especially now. I mean, we talk about these inventory levels, right? And for real estate and pro real estate investors to find deals, it's tough right now. So I'm going to check it out. I think it'd be really cool. So we got to go to break. When we come back, you'll hear more from Gene from RALacademy.com. You want to check that out, RALacademy.com. After the break, we're talking about today's opportunities in residential assisted living and how you can benefit from it. That's what's coming up. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Hi. Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
Real estate notes give you immediate cash flow without tenants, repairs, or property taxes. With PaperSourceOnline.com, you buy a note, you become the banker, you decide how much interest you'll earn, and bankers never get phone calls from tenants. How do you get started? Take the free e-course by Bill Mancaro of The Paper Source. Bill's been buying notes for over 30 years. Bill has the heart of a teacher and wants you to succeed. Sign up for Bill's free e-course now at PaperSourceOnline.com. That's PaperSourceOnline.com.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Hey, everybody, it's Abhi Golhar, a host of Think Realty Radio. And I come right back at you. We're talking about residential assisted living. And when I think RAL, I think residential assisted living, I think Gene Guarino. Check him out, RALacademy.com. Now, Gene, we introduced the topic of what residential assisted living is and how real estate investors, quite frankly, need this type of tool in their toolbox if they want to continue to compete as investors in the market today. Help me understand kind of the premise behind all this, right? You have an aging population of baby boomers. Is this, and many of this, and if you Google baby boomers, generally Google will autofill the next word with crisis or doom or something that's very like dismal. And I don't really like that, right? Like, I'm not a negative news kind of guy. Should we treat this as a crisis or should we treat this as more of an opportunity?
Well, you and I are entrepreneurs, so we understand opportunity and crisis are two sides of the same coin. Yeah. So for some people, it truly is a crisis because they won't have the money to pay for their own care. The state's not going to provide enough money for good quality care. So it's an opportunity from an entrepreneur's perspective, a real estate investor, a business owner, an operator, to get involved in a way that we can help other people and make tremendous money. So let me break it down this way, because I know a lot of people hearing this are hearing about it for the first time. First, there's lots of different names for this all over the country. I was in California yesterday. They call this RCFE, Residential Care for the Elderly. I was in Atlanta, Georgia. In Georgia, they call it a personal care home. I was in Colorado a week and a half ago. They call it a assisted living residence. So there's different names in different states, but it's a single family home where it's licensed and it's being operated as a residential assisted living home. So there's a real estate play and there's a business play. And the big news is that there's more money in the business than there is in the real estate. You know, real estate right now, people are being challenged. Apartments are overpriced. It's hard to find. People who do mobile homes are bidding each other up and up and up to get the same deal. And it's hard to find a good deal today. But in residential assisted living, just like you said at the open, we're not that interested in, I don't want to say I don't want a discount, but it doesn't matter if I get it at a discount. I can pay full price, full retail for the property. It's the income that it produces. Mm-hmm. And the income itself comes from those residents. They pay $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 per person per month. And if you have 10 residents, the gross income is $50,000, $60,000 a month. And your net profit after all expenses, including the caregivers, the real estate, everything in between, is somewhere around 20% to 30% of the gross income. So if you're grossing 60 grand and you make 10 or 15 grand, that's a beautiful thing.
That is, so you're going to have to break down these numbers here in a little bit as well, because that's just like, all right. I mean, you generally have, like, all I want to do sometimes, Gene, is just beat the S&P 500, right? Like, historically, it's going to give me 8% a year. What you're telling me is taking that 8% a year and putting it on steroids. Like, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. In terms of the need for this, the demand for this type of service, how many people need assisted living facilities these days? Is it a few? Is it a lot? Mm.
Well, let me break down the stats for you. 77 million baby boomers in our country. Keep in mind, for those of you that like stats like I do, about 12 million of those baby boomers born in the U.S. have already passed away, but 11.6 million people have moved into the U.S. that are seniors to replace them. So break it down, that's about 10,000 people a day turning 65. More importantly, 4,000 every single day in the U.S. alone turning 85. And that right there, the super seniors, that's the key demographic. The average person living in assisted living is in their 80s. They've got need. They can't live on their own for whatever reason. They either need help with food, medication, housekeeping, bathing, whatever it may be, but they don't move into assisted living unless they need that assistance. So when they move in, they need a certain level of assistance, a place to live. And they're going to pay for that. In the U.S. today, the average is $4,000 per person per month to live there. But we don't focus on Medicare or Medicaid. We focus on private pay, so the higher paying clients. So our residents are paying $4,000, $6,000, $8,000 per month each. And it's a tremendous opportunity in business and in real estate. It can be done anywhere in the country.
Huh. So the demand is there because we have an aging population, and that's never going to change, right? Like, that's where, unless we have like some type of superhuman goo that we're able to inject into our bodies to reverse the aging process. I think.
Let me break down those numbers, Avi, because I left you hanging there. I apologize.
It's okay. You know,
AARP, which is kind of the national retirement source of information, they did a survey. And the survey says 90% of all seniors would rather live at home, stay at home for their entire life. Mm. But the fact is 70% will need help with those activities of daily living. So 4,000 people a day are turning 85. That's 120,000 a month, 1.4 million people a year. Jeez. The reality is hundreds of thousands of them every single year are going to need to move into assisted living. And frankly, there's not enough beds. There's no room in the inn. It's a crisis for many people and an opportunity for us.
So I do want to talk about maybe some of the steps on how to win with this opportunity and really make it a win-win-win across the board, right? It's not just the financial win that we're looking at, though important. It's not the end-all be-all. It's also the service, and it's also the impact. In terms of overall cost to stay in assisted living homes today, is it expensive? I'm assuming it's expensive. I have aging parents as well. I haven't gotten to that point yet, and I've heard a couple of numbers, but I don't. How much does it cost stay in assisted living home, and does it vary by, like, say, if I'm in the Northeast or Southwest?
So the facts are, and I'm going to give you a website for those of you listening. If you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel. Just commit it to memory. That's right. There's an insurance company that does long-term care insurance called Genworth, G-E-N-W-O-R-T-H, genworth.com. And if you go /cost of care, so genworth.com/cost of care, the facts I'm about to give you come straight from there. It's a wonderful resource. $4,000 per person per month is the average in the U.S. today. Now, I was in California yesterday. It's $4,500. I live in Arizona. It's less than four. It's about $3,800 per month per person. But that includes Medicare and Medicaid, which we do not handle. So we tend to skew higher anyway. But even in a state, California, Texas, Florida, Arizona, wherever it may be, there's areas that it's half of that and areas where it's twice that. So it's just an average. Just understand, in general, in the Southeast, it's less expensive. In the Northeast, it's more expensive. And then there's variations across the country. But it's very, very local. And what you're trying to do is you're working on a location. You want to pick a location to do this where you have upper income people who are of age 50, 60 years old, because their parents are 80, 90 years old. And those upper income people with parents of age, they're going to pay to take care of mom and dad. So those are the people that are paying $4,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month. And there are literally hundreds of thousands of them across the country. And that's what we teach people to focus on, those demographics, those areas, those price ranges.
So how do I know if I've spotted a good deal? Actually, you know what? That's a good question, because we're going to break. I was looking at my little timer, and right there you go. You got the music. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions about finding deals. How do you evaluate them? And we'll get into deal numbers when we come back right here on Think Realty Radio with my good friend Gene Guarino with RALacademy.com. How do you invest in assisted living? That's what's coming up. You have questions for me, go to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. See you in a sec.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? RentFax combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, RentFax can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how RentFax can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RentFaxPro.com. RentFaxPro.com.
Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi Golhar. We're back. My guest today, Gene Guarino of RALacademy.com. We're talking about the tool that you need in your tool belt if you're considering giving real estate investing a go, and that's residential assisted living. So far, we've talked a little bit about RAL Academy, what that is, and why Gene decided to found RALacademy.com. We also talked about some of the opportunities in residential assisted living. If you're just joining us, Don't worry. You can also catch the show on thinkrealtyradio.com. Just click play on this episode of Think Realty Radio. You'll just do a quick search for Gene Guarino, and you'll find it. And believe me, I love these kind of shows where there's so much value that you can benefit from. It just makes me smile. All right. So you've been on this journey with us. You understand that there's a demand, there's a need, there's an opportunity here for residential assisted living. Gene, help me understand how someone gets started investing in RAL.
So there's kind of three parts, if you will. One is you decide where you want to play. So just the real estate, just the business, or both. Or if you want to just be a lender to or an investor in these types of projects. So let me start with the last one first, since you kind of talked about the idea of investing in. If you just want to be the money partner, the person who writes a check and collects a check, the goal for you is to find a tremendous operator, somebody who's going to do a great job operating that business. It's not for you to know where the real estate is or what color is the tile. That's not the key. The key is a great operator, because the business is where you really make the money. Now, if you want to be the real estate investor, what you want to do first, and this may sound a little odd, Avi, is the idea of don't buy the property first. It's find the tenant. Find the person you're going to lease this property to for 5 years. That tenant is going to be the operator of the residential assisted living business. So if you find them and they say, yes, I would like to operate this business, ask them, where do you want the property? You know, what are you looking for? Because in this case, it's not as simple as we just get a property and lease it out to anybody on Craigslist. That's not it. We need to find that tenant first. You tell me what you want, where you want it. I'll go buy it. Then it's a 5-year lease at twice the market rent with options to renew. So it's a tremendous lease, but find the tenant first. That's kind of the pro tip for you right there. And now, for those of you who want to do what I do, which is own the real estate and operate the business, and when I say operate the business, let me be very clear. I'm not in the home on a daily basis. I'm literally getting on a cruise ship in 2 days. I'll be away for 10 days. Mm-hmm. My manager is there day to day. She takes care of the residents. She takes care of their families. She takes care of hiring, firing, training the caregivers. I manage the manager. I give them the resources to do what they do. They've got the training. They're day to day. My job is to oversee them. So I just want to be very clear on that. I'm not in the home on a daily basis. I don't expect anybody listening to do that either.
That seems like, granted, yes, a lot of work, but that's also how you leverage your time so you can go find your tenants, and then, of course, you can go find additional assets to buy.
Exactly. Everybody has to decide what they want to do. I think the easiest example for real estate investors on Think Realty here is you can either be banging nails, painting the wall, or you can hire somebody to do that while you go find the next deal. And finding that next deal in this market is critical because it's getting harder and harder. The prices are going up. What I love about residential assisted living, and you alluded to this, Avi, it's one and done. We can do one property, make enough cash flow to be done. See, most people that I talk to, and I've literally spoken to hundreds and hundreds of hundreds of thousands of people around the world, and I ask them, what do you want? Most people's response is financial freedom. And I say, why do you want it? And after you dig and dig, it comes down to time freedom. What they really want is enough money to get their time back. So the reality is, if you could do one deal and be done, not fix and flip where it's transactional, you're unemployed as soon as it's sold. I mean, that's good. It's fun. But as soon as it's sold, you're unemployed. You got to go find another one. How about we find one property in the right location? We put it together in such a way that you can make $5,000, $15,000, $20,000 per month from that one single family home with this residential assisted living. And the other key part to that, you again said this earlier, you're so good at this, is the concept of do good and do well. We're not just making a lot of money, we're helping other people, and there's nothing better than that.
So we have opportunities that we learn about every now and then. I'm a huge believer in tax lien opportunities, right? Like that to me is great. I enjoy single family rentals. I enjoy commercial investing, more specifically in the multifamily space. So that's a lot of fun. But rarely is there something that comes across my desk where I'm like, huh, this really needs some additional thought and massive execution. Residential assisted living is one of these things. It seems like an opportunity that where the numbers are impressive and it's there for the taking. But, you know, let me reassure you, you need the right type of information in order to be successful. And that's why Gene put together the Academy. It's called the Residential Assisted Living Academy. Go check it out again at RALacademy.com if you're kind of interested about some of this information that you're hearing so far. Because, again, we're living in a market where it's hard to find deals. This tool, assisted living, this tool gives you an edge over your investors. It's interesting, too. I saw Gene present in Dallas at the Think Realty Dallas event, and the entire room was captivated. And I remember him asking one question alone that made my just jaw drop to the floor. And he said, "How much competition do you have when you walk into a room and there's somebody that's selling you a flip deal?" Everybody raises their hand. Then he says, "Well, what if you're a residential assisted living investor and you can pay a little above what anybody else is paying, and you can get more cash flow and you have significantly more impact? How many of you are out there?" And there were only maybe like two in the room out of a room of 250 or 300 people. Where's your competition? There is none.
Mm-hmm.
So this can be done by anybody, right? Not just the two people that were in the room. This opportunity is really open to folks.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the concepts that all of us need to understand is you need to have good timing. And when I say good timing, it's not as complicated as you think sometimes. It's the writing is on the wall. Wayne Gretzky, the hockey player, the great one, as they call him, was always quoted as saying, "Well, why are you so good?" And he said, "Because I go to where the puck is going. Not where it's been, where it's going." So where it was REOs, short sales, foreclosures. It was mega mansions. It was mini homes. But where's it going for the next 10, 20 years? Seniors. Baby boomers are aging. They've been driving the economy for 70 years. Every major shift in our economy is based on the baby boomers, what they're doing, what they need, where they are, where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
Next stop, they need a house. They need assistance. They need a place to live. You're going to get involved in assisted living one way or the other.
Yep.
You're either going to own the real estate, operate the business, or your family member is going to be lying in a bed writing a check to somebody who does.
Or you're going to be there, right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
you know,
not you specifically.
Hey, I'm moving into the master bedroom of mine. I'll live for free. That's another key point, by the way, Avi. The idea of don't leave a burden to your kids. Leave a blessing. It could create one of these homes. If nothing else, you can move into the master bedroom and live for free. 95% of the people listening do not have long-term care insurance. Their goal is to just get to the end, and hopefully they pass away in their sleep some night in their 90s. Got it. But reality is, at some point, you're going to need help and assistance. If you expect the kids to take care of you there, more than just financially and supportively and so on, I mean, actually taking care of you on a daily basis, hand to hand. And
that's right.
Have one of these homes, move into the master bedroom, let 9 or 10 other people write checks for 5, 6, 8,000 to your kids.
Yep.
They'll love you for that, if nothing else.
We got to go to break. The last segment of Think Realty Radio is coming up. Last 10 minutes. Got to take some notes. We're talking about RAL. Exactly what you need to know, some additional gold nuggets to help you along your journey. Check out Gene and his team at RALacademy.com. Have questions for me? ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where I live. And don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real Estate Notes give you immediate cash flow without tenants, repairs, or property taxes. With PaperSourceOnline.com, you buy a note, you become the banker, you decide how much interest you'll earn, and bankers never get phone calls from tenants. How do you get started? Take the free e-course by Bill Mancaro of The Paper Source. Bill's been buying notes for over 30 years. Bill has the heart of a teacher and wants you to succeed. Sign up for Bill's free e-course now at PaperSourceOnline.com. That's PaperSourceOnline.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
Time, wealth, purpose. Three things you'll gain on your real estate investment journey with Think Realty. If you want to get serious about real estate investing, you can't miss the next Think Realty event close to you. Think Realty events are packed with local and national experts for you to network with and grow your business. We have four events lined up for 2019, so register today. Text RADIO to 96270 to find the next Think Realty event near you, or visit thinkrealty.com.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. We're back. My guests today, Gene Guarino of RALacademy.com. We're talking about residential assisted living. We've had an amazing conversation so far about what it takes to really win this game. I do want to go over a couple of numbers, and I do also want to talk a little bit about what the RAL, what the residential assisted living model teaches us about what we can do differently than some of these big box facilities, right? You see the Sunrises and the others. So what can we do differently to be better and to stand out and to take better care of our residents, of our seniors? Because quite frankly, isn't that what they deserve? Gene, during the break, we were talking about a freebie that you had, and I didn't realize you had a freebie until you told me. Like, hey, you need to like shout this out. And absolutely, I'm all about freebies. You know me. So what is the freebie and how can I access it? Because I have my computer pulled up and I'm ready to go to
www.RAL101.com. RAL Residential Assisted Living. So three letters, RAL101.com. You can get a copy of our latest book, which is The Insider's Guide to Investing in Senior Housing. And there's also a webinar there that people can watch if they'd like to learn more about the opportunity.
I love it. So you wrote a book, you're investing in it, you're teaching other people how to do it. That sounds amazing. Let's talk about some of these differences between like the Sunrises. That's the only one that's kind of sticking out in my mind because I pass it every day. But you have these big box facilities. How can I be different as an operator? Am I going to be gobbled up by these big box facilities because maybe they see me as a threat? Should I be worried about that? I mean, obviously, I have all these caution flags if I'm one to analyze these types of opportunities.
Well, you just laid out like four or five talking points. Beautiful. Let's unpack it.
All right.
Number one, the big box facilities. When I use those terms, I mean the 100, 200-bed facilities like Brookdale, Sunrise, Altria. And they're different. That's like an apartment complex versus a single-family home. So grandma or mom or dad, if they're living in a home for 85 years, I don't really think they want to move to an apartment complex. They don't want to move into a hotel. That's eye candy for the kids, you and I, because we're looking at it saying, look at this, you got a theater, you got this, you got that. They just want to stay at home. And they'd rather be with a small intimate group, 10 people instead of 210 people where they don't know anybody and nobody knows them either. So when we talk about the advantages, if you will, of big versus small, our homes are homes. It's not home-like. It's an actual home. The ratios of caregivers, we go 5-1, 6-1. In a big box facility, it's a hotel that's converted. It's a big, huge institutional feel. And there may be 10, 15, 20 seniors to every one caregiver. So if you want a home versus home-like and intimate care, the smaller home is better. Price may be the same. We actually may even charge higher. So I want everybody to be thinking like a restaurant. You can have a big, huge cafeteria. Think Olive Garden for Italians, right? We always joke, or I do, I'm Italian, the idea of Olive Garden Italian. It's a big box. It's a decent restaurant. But if you want a real fine Italian dinner, you eat in a much smaller location where the chef introduces themselves, maybe even seats you at the table. So the boutique restaurant versus the big. And then when you get to the really big, like the Brookdale Sunrise Altria, I mean, that's like a buffet for $8.95 to get a steak versus going to Morton's. Now, Morton's, you're going to pay more, but you get a better atmosphere, better that's service, right. Better chef, better food. That's the concept. We do it better. It's a home, not home-like.
I love that. I love the example there of the Italians, the Italian food. I think that's such a smart comparison, because I want to be treated differently. You know, I want to be treated differently. I want to feel good. And in some of these homes, do you have? I think you may have mentioned it in your speech at the Think Realty Conference Dallas. Do you have a chef? That's like a cook-to-order chef, and how does that work in terms of overall pricing too? That just sounds like it would be so expensive.
I love it, because that is one of the things that we do to set ourselves apart from other homes in our area. So when we teach at the Ariel Academy, we say level one is the bottom, level five is the top. So we focus on level 3-4, not the bottom, not the top, but up towards the upper end. So in the nicest homes, level 4, level 5, we actually hire a chef, white jacket, white hat. They come in at 6:30, do cook-to-order breakfast, cook-to-order lunch, in between the preparing dinner that the caregivers serve in the evening. Something like that, really, it only costs about $100 a day for the chef to come in and prepare the food each day. But that $100 a day, $3,000 a month, we can easily pass that cost on with an extra $500 a month, $1,000 a month to the residents, and our home stays full, where others maybe not so, because we provide a better home and a nice upscale environment.
In terms of doing good and doing well, I know that's something, if I Google Gene Guarino, I see that a lot, and I see the passion for being a part of the seniors' lives and really taking care of them. That's been your motto for a while, and it's stuck with you, and it's exactly, for me, it's exactly who you are. Do good and do well. What does that mean for you?
So the do well part is making money. The do good part, though, is affecting in a positive way those people around you. Mm. So when you think about it, you know, you can vote for a president, but what does it really matter? It's your local town board, city council, neighborhood, HOA. That's where you're really going to affect and impact people, your next door neighbor. So when you have a home in the middle of this neighborhood where you're helping 10 seniors, let's say, who live in that home, that's now positively impacting in a good way all of their kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, if they're still around. So each resident represents 50 to 100 people that we have an opportunity to positively impact. And when we have people come to our home, they move in, their family is trusting them to us. Mm. We provide great care, great service. They hand us a check for $5,000, but they're also handing us a thank you note. That thank you note is saying, thank you for taking care of my mom and dad. So that is what it's all about, is really providing a great service for those people, as well as making money, doing well.
So I need to learn more, and obviously there are a lot of folks listening. They're thinking, okay, geez, I have a business. I'm a successful entrepreneur. I'm a successful medical professional, but I realize that I need to put my dollars to work for me, and I need my dollars to work hard, just as hard, if not harder, than I do every single day in my business or as a medical professional or as an entrepreneur. And obviously, this also starts with education. I need to get educated. I need to get the right information so I don't make the same mistakes that new, uneducated investors would make their first time in this space. Where do I go to get this information? How do I learn more? What do I do?
You know, I love the fact you're even doing this radio show, because you're really educating people and giving them what they need. I know what people want. They want to just write a check and become rich. Got it. But what you need is to learn what it is you're investing in and why you do it. So obviously, I'm going to tell you education. And when I say education, there's really nobody else out there doing what we do, teaching about the residential assisted living. Now, if you just want to write a check blindly, there's REITs, real estate investment trusts, some of the largest, three of the 10, focus on seniors, hospitals, senior centers. You can write a check, they'll make the decisions, and the, you know, the geeks from Wall Street are going to, you know, invest the money somehow, some way. But if you want to get more involved, do it on more of a local level, or at least be more knowledgeable about what you're doing, learn all you can. Mm-hmm. And at the REL Academy, that's what we do. We teach people how to, whether you want to own the real estate, operate the business, do both, or just invest in, I still want you to learn all you can about this so you can be a knowledgeable and successful investor.
If you had a couple gold nuggets, we have maybe a minute left before we have to finish out the show. A couple gold nuggets on REL, on residential assisted living. What do I got to do first, second, third? What would these gold nuggets be?
I'm going to start with number one, you need to know why you're doing this. Your why is so critically important because, frankly, if it's just to make the money, don't get involved. Go put your money someplace. Go do marijuana stocks. That's fine. You can make money there. Right? Go do Bitcoin. Do something else. But if you care and you really want to help other people, that why is strong. And that is something that we can build on and work with. Location is critically, that's number one. You must be in the right location if you're going to do residential assisted living. Your team, your operator, the caregivers, the team is really number two. And then number three is making yourself unique from everybody else so you can fill your home quickly.
Gene, it's always a pleasure connecting with you. You always blow my mind every time. Thanks so much for joining me. It was fun.
My pleasure.
Get in touch. Go to REL101.com. Download your free book. Learn about residential assisted living at residential assisted. No, it's REL Academy. That's right. Excuse me. RALacademy.com. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.